It's 88.5 KCSN, Sky Daniels with you. And I have Eric and Brian from Blitz and Trapper. And we want to thank you guys for making the Trekka to the Mecca, the new music mecca of our day, a.k.a. Northridge, CA, as we like to say. And welcome to KCSN.
Thanks,
Adam. Is there a burgeoning music scene? Is it starting to actually formalize to where at home in Portland, bands like yourself are being recognized and supported and encouraged? And is the scene creating some momentum up there?
Kind of. I mean, there's always been a music scene there. And I mean, I think it's only been the last 10 years that a lot of the bands have started like getting signed and touring and being successful.
Most of them aren't even from Portland. They just moved there.
Yeah. Portland's a city of transplants in a lot of ways. Musicians come there because it's cheap, you know.
And pretty.
Yeah, it's pretty, but the weather's conducive to staying in and writing, you know.
I mean, Seattle, so I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, and exactly. It's conducive to seeing about, you know, 300 or 400 bands a night on any given night.
There really is a lot of.
Oh, there's tons of music. Tons, yeah. And we hang out with bands all, you know.
That's the question. I wanted to make sure that, in fact, that the scene was happening on the streets as much as it's happening in the press.
Sure. I mean, for every band that comes out of Portland that you've heard of, there's probably 20 that are just doing the grind and working and working like part time and doing their thing. Yeah.
Has it been more of a gradual, shall we say? I hate to use the term of guys from Portland, organic development.
Yeah, in a way. I mean, we kind of had some of both. Like Wild Mountain Nation did really well, you know, on the internet and all that. So we started off just touring a lot. For like 2 years solid, pretty much. And that was a grind. But I mean, we all came from like blue collar day job, really bad job. You know, like, so we kind of were like, oh, this is cool. You know, this is better than.
That's a good perspective.
But it's still hard work that we like.
But it's still a grind, but it's, yeah, we like doing
you it. You could be hauling lumber at a lumber yard.
Right, yeah, but this is much easier.
We ride the water's dark and dusty, so ride my people, ride with your muskets aimed at the falling rain, cause the city ain't no place to hide. Oh, my sister, she's in the boat behind, baby, cause the crimes my lover's mind is made, and I think it's time to get on board. Left my home and all my money to wrestling with the wind. On an old gold wing, gonna cross the ocean, cause I heard that it's a heck of a swim. Well, my sister's left to be an Indian's bride. Maybe cause the times, maybe cause the tides that rise. Ain't it funny how the times just fly? Oh Lord, oh Lord. Yeah, I think it's time to get on board. My gasket's blown from striking a stone. Gonna curse the cave where I was made. I know I'll be staying if the wind don't blow. Oh Lord, oh Lord. Yeah, I think it's time to get on board. Get your Honda Goldwing 1980, ride my baby ride. We roll so low past the devil's gate and then up through the valley below. Well, my sister, she's playing in a rock and roll band. Maybe curse the skies, curse the land. It's true, that I'm only just passing through. Oh Lord, oh Lord. It's time to get on board. I know I'll be staying if the wind don't blow. Oh Lord, oh Lord. Yeah, I think it's time. to get on board.
You're a band that has been seemingly really respectful of and interested in and inspired by a lot of bluegrass, some great classic rock. You know, you don't hide your affinity for that music. You relish it. Is that a fair question and assessment to make?
Yeah, I mean, I like country music and hard rock and I mean, I just like guitar music. So for me, it's all kind of the same, and folk music, you know.
There's a lot of classics that everybody obviously agrees on, and that's easy. But
yeah, like Neil Young, Led Zeppelin, you know, stuff that everybody loves because it's
Towns Van Zandt's been popular.
Yeah,
but everybody has their sort of individual flavor, and I always feel like it's usually pretty much across the board appreciated that people bring in their own sounds into long drives and sort of educate each other on what they like. And I've never ever felt like anyone's like, yeah, I can't listen to that, turn that off. You know, people usually find something that they can appreciate out of it.
Saturday, son, it don't mean to hurt, I guess, but the bright light's harsh when you're trying to rest. I know you've been working some overtime in your granddad's kitchen, try to make a dime. The old joke stands, cause it's true, I guess, that when you find what you're looking for, you want it less. Cause baby, I'm on the main, in my old sport coat, and my head it aches. I'm drinking too much tonight, and it ain't right. Cold paint on this broke down palace couldn't compensate for the things I never really said to make you stay. Cause I love the way you walk away. I spent the night in an old sedan. It was parked by the river where the oak trees stand. Tried to find a station on that radio, searching hard for a song that I just don't know. Some kind of personal epiphany, but all I heard was the stars as they spoke to me. An ancient tongue speaking loud and true, telling me all the ways that I'm losing you. Cause baby, I'm on the main, in my old sport coat, and my head it is. I'm letting you down tonight, and it ain't right. And a brand new coat of paint on this broke down palace couldn't compensate for the things I never really said to make you stay. Cause I love the way you walk away. Hey, 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 hey. Like a dog hiding out underneath the step, burning this bridge cause I need the light for to see my way through the coming night. Guess I thought you'd always just play the game. Come on, walking on back down the same old lane, but the grass grows high all around your door. It's a sign or a symbol for the things in store. Cause baby, I'm on the main, in my old sport coat, and my head it aches. I'm drinking too much tonight, and it ain't right. When a brand new coat of paint on this broke down palace couldn't compensate for the things I never really said to make you stay. Cause I love the way you walk away. Hey, 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 yeah.
tour that you're on now, you know, the co-headlining tour with Dawes, again, it seems like it's a great simpatico pairing. How has it been on the road with those guys?
Wonderful.
It's been good, yeah.
And the crowds have been, you know, everything you wanted and more?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they've been great.
Good stuff?
Really good shows, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And tonight you've got a third. Have you done that much? Are you aware much of the Bell Brigade?
They've been on almost the whole tour. I mean, okay. We have a...
They did half the tour.
Yeah. The first half was a duo from England called the Smoke Fairies.
Right.
Who are amazing in their own way. And then Bell Brigade picked up in just after New York. And we'll have done the rest of it.
It just seems like from our perspective that it's... There's an authenticity that's shared amongst those three acts that would really, if I'm a fan, which I am, and I'm going to the show tonight, I'm going to see three like-minded acts that are different in their own ways, but mm-hmm. they have that kind of unified sense of purpose, and that it really is going to be a show that I, don't let me down. the old man's going to stay out late for you we guys. Won't. So, you know, I gotta have it come through for me now. I don't want to come here tonight and be disappointed and say, I stayed up late for this.
Well, we're playing in the middle, so...
All right, so you guys are off the hook. Yeah. You're not going to be the guy that caused me to lose sleep. Put that on Dawes?
Unleash your wrath
we'll put
on
that
them.
On Dawes.
Yeah. Okay, so it'll all be on Dawes. If I stay up late Blaine and they Taylor. Suck, then they'll have ruined my night. Not you guys.
We'll bring you backstage and you can tell them directly.
Yeah, well, you know, whatever. We're there to support. We're not there to judge. We're there to make things great. What was the dumbest question that I asked today? There are a lot of them. It's hard to pick.
Yeah, I mean, gosh, just one.
I no, can't. They all seem pretty good.
Yeah, I can't think of one.
We answered them all.
You just pronounced our name correctly. And,
okay, that was good.
No, you do good.
Okay, all right. Sure, I'm relieved now because now if I'm going to be the guy standing there with my arms folded while you perform tonight, it's turnabout is fair play. Mm-hmm. You guys can sit here and go, that interview wasn't any good, man. You didn't get me. But conversely now, if you see me jumping up and down and hooting and hollering, then you know. You're one up. What is the game plan? Is there going to be another leg of a tour coming, or are you
not
getting a little
year.
Time off?
Well, we still have two more shows, right. Santa Ana and Pioneer Town.
And that other one we talked about, but we'll leave that one alone for now.
We'll probably just rest for a few weeks.
Yeah, we got the winter off.
The holidays. You actually get to be at home for the holidays.
Yeah.
Change your underwear, all that stuff.
If we want, yeah, maybe.
Yeah. Maybe.
If we wear underwear, yeah.
Oh, fuck. See, you got to love these guys. These guys are truly road warriors. Underwear, optional. Changing it, if the mood strikes us.
Wow, you know what? I think that's the most casual interview we've ever done.
We've just now...
I'm actually not wearing pants right now. With this
probing interview, and please don't jump on the word probe too much. We finally got something that the audience needed to know. That they did not know about Blitz and Trapper. And this last part will be what ends up virally spreading throughout the country. The fact that you're not wearing pants and you decide whether or not you want to change underwear. That's unbelievable. Well, you got to watch the blockers. You never know what's going to end up becoming the focal point.
So true.
But the focal point for us is, of course, American Goldwing. We encourage you all to get the record if you haven't done so already. And we certainly encourage you to come out tonight to see this band along with Dawes and the Bell Brigade. It's at the Music Box. It is going to be a show that real music fans and certainly fans of KCSN, I think, will really love. So come on down. I'll look for you. I'd say I'd buy you all a drink, but too many of you out there would take me up on it and I'd go broke. But I'll buy Adam a drink. Guys, thanks for coming by and look forward to gaining our support moving forward here at KCSN.
I'm going to put my pants back on.
Yeah, put your pants back on.
I'm going back to my hometown. Gonna sit right down and take a look around. Tall trees talking all along the shore. Where the woods meets the river at the forest floor. The grass hangs heavy, it's full of rain. A wise dog wanders through the coming grain. But does a true heart change and does it stay the same? Think I'll go on back to from where I came, yeah. hold no candle to the things I know. For I'm going back down to my hometown. Gonna break some ground. Take a look around. 'Cause I'm going back to my hometown. Some loves they's leaving, some will stick around. Tall trees talking, can you hear the sound of the madmen sitting at the river's mouth? Some dance for joy, some sing for rain. Fed on a tickle woman, drive a man insane. But I seen the workers and I seen the bums. They all shine equal in the setting sun, yeah. Sit right down and take a look around. The fields lay fallow, can you hear the sound? Better call on the spirit, cause some weather down. The grass hangs heavy, it's full of rain. The wise dog wanders through the coming grain. But does a true heart change, or does it stay the same? Think I'll go on back to from where I came. Hold no candle to the things I know. For I'm going back down to my hometown. Gonna break some ground. Take a look around.